Mickey's World, a wonderful, magical place to be. Wherever she goes, she listens to the animals speak. She's a frisky dog, a curly cocker spaniel who loves to play and make new friends each day. Maggie visits her friends, the bears who tell tales of long ago. Deep in the woods, they're hard to find. Maggie was invited 'cause she is so kind. Maggie's World, she goes, she listens to the animals speak. Maggie says, come out and play. Maggie, where will you take us today?
Pack up your excitement, boys and girls. We're taking another trip to Maggie's World, that magical place where animals do talk, but people don't always listen. This is a very special story of the bear who went to Bethlehem. Many, many years ago, there lived a race of creatures called the bear folk. They were big, beautiful animals with black fur and bright blue eyes. They looked like bears, but they talked like people. Humans who had seen and heard them speak called them bear folk. The kingdom of bear folk was hidden away on Christu Mountain that was in the middle of the great desert. The bear folk had a magical power called TKT that enabled them to think kind thoughts and send them to people all over the world. Thinking kind thoughts and sending them so far was hard work, and sometimes mean people in faraway places would not keep the thoughts they sent. But the bear folk believed that kindness would overcome evil that was in the hearts of some people. On the very top of Christu Mountain was the castle cave where the royal bear folk family lived. There was King Silas, Queen Zindi, Princess Sophie, and Prince Sandu. King Silas was the wisest of all the bear folk. He had been a good leader, and his wisdom brought much happiness to all. Queen Zindi was the grandest cook on Christu Mountain. Her royal stove had not cooled in hundreds and hundreds of years because her mother and her grandmother and her great-grandmother and her great-great-grandmother had been grand cooks too. There was always something special cooking in the royal kitchen. You often hear voices from the kitchen saying, "Mmm, good," as they sampled some honey soup and bread and honeycomb jam. Princess Sophie was a wonderful seamstress and made beautiful robes, scarves, and turbans for all the royal family. All bear folk families designed their own colorful clothing, but Princess Sophie's creations always won a Golden Hive Award at the Bear Folk Festival every year. Prince Sandu was big and strong and the champion wrestler of Christu Mountain. All the bear folk loved Prince Sandu because he was as kind as he was strong. He spent long hours on the mountaintop thinking kind thoughts and sending them far away to unknown lands. King Silas and Prince Sandu were on the top of Christu Mountain one bright and beautiful night. It was cold, but cold weather does not bother bear folk, because their thick fur protects them from the cold winter and the heat of summer. They had been sitting there a long time, sending out their kind thoughts, when King Xylas suddenly turned to Prince Andu and said, "By the claws of my ancestors, I have never before received a thought. But as my name is Xylas, a magnificent thought has come to me from some faraway place." "Tell me, Father," Prince Andu said, "what was the thought and where did it come from?" "It was like a notion," King Xylas replied, "of a promise that a miracle human child will soon come to this world."
"A special human child, Father?"
"Yes, my son, a very special child, so full of love and kind thoughts that there will be rejoicing in the child's name."
"Where will the child come?" Prince Andu asked.
"The child will come to a place called Bethlehem, my son." King Xylas smiled a smile so bright that it shed light on the snow around them.
"Golly," Prince Andu thought out loud, "someone sent that thought to us?"
"It was more than someone, Xandu. The thought came from a greater power than there is on this earth." King Xylas beamed all the brighter. "You, Xandu, must go to this place called Bethlehem. You must take the love of all bear folk to the blessed infant. Come, let us tell the others. Zindi shall bake an offering, and Zophie shall sew a scarf of royal colors for you to take to this wondrous child." All the bear folk gathered at the foot of Christu Mountain to see Prince Andu off on his journey to the place called Bethlehem. He said goodbye, and they wished him a safe journey, and then he walked through the mist that surrounded Christu Mountain. On the other side of the mist was the great desert, scorching sun and burning sand as far as the eye could see. Prince Andu was suddenly very unhappy and afraid. "Oh, how can I ever find this place called Bethlehem?" These were feelings Andu had never known before, and he was confused. He could never get across the great desert, much less find a place he had never heard of. Just then, as King Xylas had promised, a wonderful thought struck him, and Prince Andu set off across the desert, whistling a happy bear folk tune. Every time he began to feel discouraged or lost, another thought would strike him. Finally, he saw the end of the desert and the beginning of rolling hills in the distance. Prince Andu met a caravan that was heading out into the desert. He approached one of the camel drivers.
"May I ask of you, sir, directions to a place called Bethlehem?"
"Beyond that line of hills, there is the town of Bethlehem," the driver said, before he realized that a great big bear had spoken to him.
"My thanks, kind sir," Xandu replied.
Prince Andu touched his turban politely as the startled drivers whipped their camels into a run. And disappeared into the darkness. They had never heard of the bear folk.
The little town of Bethlehem was asleep when Prince Andu entered. He paused for a moment in front of the inn. Then a thought told him to go to the stable at the edge of town. Xandu could hear the animals making happy animal sounds as he entered the stable. The animals were looking from their stalls at two humans, a man and a woman, who knelt beside a manger. Prince Andu stopped suddenly and marveled at what he saw. There, in the manger,
Wrapped in pieces of linen was a human boy child. There was only the light of a single oil lamp in the stable, but the glow around the infant made the inside of the stable as bright as day. Prince Andoo was filled with wonderful thoughts he had never felt before. He placed the baked offering and the magnificent scarf at the feet of the boy child. Then Xandu knelt at the side of the manger. The man was called Joseph, and the woman was called Mary, and they did not seem surprised to see Xandu kneeling at the manger. Joseph said, "This child's name is Jesus." Xandu repeated the name Jesus softly and thought, "This night is indeed a miracle." Prince Andoo was so filled with wonderful thoughts that he rushed from the stable, eager to share the news of Jesus. Three wise men were approaching the stable as Andoo rushed past them. "He has come! Jesus has come!" Andoo shouted. "That was a bear," the first wise man said. "A bear wearing clothing!" exclaimed the second wise man. "A bear that speaks," said the third wise man. The three wise men sat on their camels and watched Prince Andoo disappear in the direction of the great desert. "This is a night of miracles," proclaimed the three wise men. Prince Andoo returned to the land of the bear folk on Christu Mountain. And there was great rejoicing when he told them about Jesus. It is said, because Prince Andoo went to Bethlehem the night that Jesus Christ was born, that exactly at midnight on Christmas Eve, all bears everywhere can speak. Perhaps they say Jesus just as clearly as Prince Andoo did that night so long ago. Today, as they have for thousands and thousands of years, the bear folk use their magical power of TKT to send kind thoughts to people all over the world. Maybe that thought you had just now came all the way from Christu Mountain. The bear folk are thankful that they can speak, and they want to share their magical power of TKT with you. Close your eyes and pretend that you are on top of Christu Mountain. Now think a really kind thought for people all over the world. Do this every day, and you will always have the magical power of TKT.
Maggie's Word.